This is Fresh Air. Beyoncé's new album, Lemonade, which debuted as an hour-long video on HBO, instantly became a pop culture flashpoint. It was met with acclaim and a lot of speculation that it was a concept album about the state of her marriage to Jay-Z. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has some thoughts about Lemonade's music and the interpretations of it.
We built sandcastles that washed away. I made you cry when I walked away. Oh, and although I promised that I couldn't stay, baby, every promise don't work out that way. Oh, baby, every promise don't work out that way.
The first thing to be said about Lemonade is that it's a very impressive pop album, and I'm using pop in its broadest sense. As one of the most scrutinized stars on the planet, Beyoncé embraces that widespread attention by engaging with an equally widespread range of genres. She demonstrates an interest in so much: the blues, hip-hop, middle-of-the-road ballads, and rock. And country music. Daddy Lessons is a tune so country the Dixie Chicks recently covered it during their reunion tour. Daddy Lessons signifies as a generational marker the music of her father's era, brought up to date by Beyoncé's nostalgic gaze upon it.
With his gun and his head held high, he told me not to cry. Oh, my daddy said shoot. Oh, my daddy said shoot. With his right hand on his rifle, he swore in on the Bible. Oh, my daddy said shoot. Oh, my daddy said shoot.
Lemonade is a fascinating example of the tension between theme and execution. Both the album and the hour-long film made to illustrate it seek to extol the potency of black womanhood in the roles of mother, daughter, wife, lover, and above all, artist. Beyoncé uses samples from sources as diverse as Led Zeppelin, Isaac Hayes, and Andy Williams to create her best effects. Take the 1963 Andy Williams song as her wittiest example. Written by Doc Pomus and Mort Schumann, it is by far the most interesting hit Williams ever released. It was a rare instance in which Williams, a bland, easy-listening hitmaker, had his music darkened by producer Robert Mercy to create a ballad of brooding heartbreak.
Guess there's no use in hanging round. Guess I'll get dressed and do the town. I'll find some crowded avenue, though it will be empty without you. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. Call up some girl I used to.
Now listen to the way Beyoncé seized upon the hook of that song to bend and reshape it into a far more barbed hook of complicated anger. She makes it the sound of someone who's just tumbled to the fact that she's been betrayed, has been played for a fool, but not for very much longer.
They don't love you like
like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh love, they don't love you like I love you. Oh down, they don't love you like I love you. Something don't feel right because it ain't right.
It's one thing to say that Lemonade contains some songs about unfaithfulness and a relationship fracturing. It's another to treat this work like the pages of a celebrity fan magazine and reduce the album to a barely coded biography of Beyoncé and Jay-Z. The reductive part of the massive acclaim Lemonade has received is inevitable in social media culture. But that doesn't mean that we have to limit Beyoncé's achievement to that. Instead of merely setting one's life to music, appreciate the invention and imagination here.
We found the truth beneath your lies, and true love never has to hide.
True love never has to hide.
Trade your broken wings for mine.
Trade your broken wings for mine.
I've seen your scars and kissed your crime.
Seen your scars and kissed your crime.
So many people that I know, they just trying to touch you. Kiss up and rub up and fill up. Kiss up and rub up and fill up on you. Give you some time to prove that I can trust you. Again, I'm gonna kiss up and rub up and fill up. Kiss up and rub up and fill up on you all night.
The way Beyoncé's voice ascends to a heavenly falsetto on the phrase all night long in the chorus there, it's beautiful, gorgeous. As a collection of songs from a musician working at the height of her powers, Lemonade reminds us how special it is for a pop star to unite a truly mass audience with integrity and ambition. To reach out to as many people as possible while making exactly the kind of music she wants to make.
Ken Tucker is critic at large at Yahoo TV. He reviewed Beyoncé's new album, Lemonade. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like our interview with Larry Wilmore, the host of The Nightly Show, talking about his performance Saturday at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, or our interview with John Doe, Exene Cervenka, and Dave Alvin, looking back on the LA punk rock scene, check out our podcast where you'll find those and many other interviews. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Salad, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, and Thea Chaloner. I'm Terry Gross.
Stop interrupting my grinding.